The Ministry of Trade and Industry through its Rural Enterprises Programme, REP, has presented 4 pickup vehicles to the 2 major component organisations of the programme, the National Board for Small Scale Industries, NBSSI, and Gratis Foundation. Each received 2 of the pickup vehicles valued at $100,000. The sector minister, Ekos Piogabra, said the move is to support the institutions to become more mobile in their project coordination and monitoring. Amasewa Bidiaku brings you more.
The Rural Enterprises Program REP forms part of government's efforts to reduce poverty and improve living conditions in rural areas. It also aims at improving the livelihoods and incomes of rural poor micro and small businesses. In view of this, it is structured to increase the number of rural micro and small businesses that generate profit, growth and employment opportunities. The program is estimated at $200 million with funding from the Government of Ghana, International Fund for Agricultural Development, IFAD, and the African Development Bank, ADB. The program is being implemented over 8 years in 161 rural district and municipal assemblies across the country. The National Director of the Rural Enterprises Program, Kwesi Atta-Entry, said the program coordinating and to strive for more success under the initiative. The Minister of Trade and Industry, Ekos Piogabra, said government, in line with the objectives of the Rural Enterprises Program, has built rural technology facilities in many parts of the country to train the youth on the use of a variety.
In simple terms, if you live in a town or a village where cassava is grown around you, the idea is to take that cassava, have a machine interface which makes it an industrial process and process it into gari or into starch. We tend to focus on the agro side because that's what the natural endowments of Ghana give us the most opportunity for. And we are asking all the rural communities and all the districts as well to identify one main product from those districts.